the 2015 teaching series in the USA. Monasteries and Buddhism in Tibetan Society Today. Speaker Kenpo Sochim Lojo. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
Ya deni deran shuto nga chon dina la yo pi chulu ru pa ga deni loma namba tham che pola shuto de la kan sam ju ge yin.
Good afternoon to all the students of religious studies who have come here this afternoon.
Deni nga chon dina la yo ne deni chama da deni sam lu ji ri ka ja sha ya deni ge kor kup to pa la pe gap chu chen bo shong songs.
And I'm very happy to be here this afternoon and have the opportunity to engage in conversation with you all and have an exchange of ideas.
Tini tera nga chogu kardashiya tini nga chogu tini gomba ga loso tang tini tangrib shisuk gomba ga loso tini tangrib shisuk nipa ziya tini zga toni kardashi jiris.
And what I'm going to talk about this afternoon is monastic education and its role in contemporary Tibetan society. So even though what I'm going to be talking about is the monastic education, I will include also discussion of Buddhist ideas and Buddhist thought, and perhaps this might be of some benefit to you. So Tibetans, what we call Tibetans, refers to a people who live in a very unique and special place, a very high place, people who have who exist in this special place. The Tibetan people live in, if the world is divided into upper and lower halves, Tibetans exist in the middle at a very high altitude. So the Tibetan people for the past 1,000 years or more have not really given much effort or much thought really to questions of economic development. But for the past 1,300 years or thereabouts, Tibetans have been primarily interested in researching two things. The first of these is human life. In terms of humans, yes, we need rights, we need privileges, we need economic means, but in fact, what we need more than any of these things is the fundamental thing of life itself.
And
so it's very important that we as individuals have a proper understanding and recognition of what this human life in fact is.
Mambo la
Everyone here this afternoon is relatively young, and from here you have a long path in life ahead.
Tini mesek lamka tiso nala drumi ni kamna nga sola tini kap kap setini yakbo yang yungare kap kap setini yang dikbo yang yungare ramra mambu yungare si yona tiza kanala zu nga so tini soso ko cesto la tini ngusin yakbo si yona tini nga sola ti pantok mambu yungare si.
So on the course of this future life, we will encounter, you know, good things and sometimes bad things as well. But in any case, whatever we encounter, it's important that we have a proper recognition of what the value of our lives are.
Tini ni pa de tini to nga zu yang bo ge na tini jimjik shi sa tong da ni pa de kang re zina mi sem kam la tini jimjik shi ge yore sem ge sem kam la jimjik mambo mambo shi yore.
And the second thing that Tibetans have been historically interested in researching is the human mind, human psychology.
Deni mi semkam go thola deni jimjig mambo shi deni mi semkam yargi so tongwa go deni thapsi mambo mambo deni koso go deni de rigne tina la yore si ti tala nga so gum zena choko gum thap zena choko re gartar mi sem la yargi to ya ta ni mi sem gna ni dungar mambo ma par me ba shi ya da ni mi sem gna ni yondun yargi to ya ga tin ji ta shi mambo ko so ri ne na la yo re.
And so the Tibetan tradition has a lot of understanding of the human mind, and on this basis a lot of means and methods for advancing and developing the human mind, for developing its virtues and for reducing suffering.
Deni kaja changmo sherna nga chon jambol lang ga thola deni be na chuluk mambo yore da to chama chuluk gang ga nang la yang deni mi sim yarge so tong wa ga thapsi de deni boba ga deni rengne ga nang la yo ban ra wo mambo yo ma re se jamba su 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 la ra su su la yore da yin na deni mambo zun mendo se.
Putting it frankly, even though there are a great number of religions in the world today, and each of them have their own approaches for developing the human mind, none of them have the extent of methods that the Buddhist tradition does.
Deni ga zo chan ge tog nim sha na sem kum ru ba ga zo de rang yang sem kum ru ba ge deni lo zhong shi san de jin din la cha ti she ge yori de na sem kum ru ba ge tog la yang deni zam bo lang ge tog la deni sem kum ru ba ze deni ge ru ba yang yori ta yin na di na la yang ta nga zo mi sem yar ge sa tong wa mi sem ge na ni ding mer cha ma me pa she ya da de so ge tab shi de yang nga zo deni bo ge na la yo ban zha wo deni mang bo mo de ze su su la tab shi yo yo re ta deni mang bo ha li ba nan zong bo deni zi yo ma re.
And in terms of the field of psychology, today our lecture is taking place in the psychology department. Of course, psychology has a lot to say about the mind, etc. But even in terms of its methods, its means that it has at its disposal for advancing the human mind, developing it, and for reducing suffering, its methods are nowhere near as extensive as the Buddhist tradition.
Deni nga chu mosjik la deni samlo tang ba yin na nga chu mosjik la deni so so go deni pam jur yin na re thop thang yin na re deni lipo de thang yin na re de so chang ma yang nga chu la go re chang ma hal ba kar chim bo re re de ti nang ni nga chu sim kham go deni de thang da hal ba kar chim bo re.
So in terms of human needs, we have needs of financial needs, we have needs for human health, we have needs for we require rights, we require status, etc. But really, our fundamental need is that of our minds, the health of our minds.
Then you got to know show like in that Zoli Sarjiga, then you need Zorte, then you know Nibjada, Gypsum up to Tennis Garangla, then you Mutama, Samlo, Lachesam Gorizina, Matsola Mubu Mamboyona, Matso Demochiboyongore, Samni Tennisam Goris.
Since the Industrial Revolution in the West, for about 200 or 250 years, hence the majority of people in the world have felt that their happiness will stem from the accumulation of lots of material possessions and wealth.
Deni tambo nushok la deni gusam lo shong deni shar shok la shong deni tartan ra boi na ngaso zambo lang gumu changma ga deni ngaso la ngubu mang boi na deni ngaso ke boi yong gare demo yong gare samni deni samlo de deni zres.
So this kind of thinking originated in the West Then it spread to the east, and now essentially everybody in the world thinks like this.
옛날 때니 디름니시 짝식 자 니시 바금 직다 때니 디름니시 짝식 바금 골라 레몬데 때니 나서 잠벌런 거 너쇼당 샤쇼고 마할리바 망보 때니 나서 그 탑시데라 똑바시 그여레 때니 대숨끼니 때니 인사 마레 삼니 망망보 때니 삼고여레스.
However, at the end of the 21st century, at the end of the 20th century, in the beginning of this century, many people in both the East and the West have really come to doubt and, in fact, question this assumption. And this questioning and this doubting is not without reason. In fact, people in doubting and interrogating this assumption are doing so with a very legitimate reasons in mind. And that is that even though we live in very affluent circumstances in terms of our material standards of living, the kind of happiness that we at one point in time would have thought would have come from this kind of lifestyle is in fact something that we don't enjoy and we don't believe we can enjoy. So this is not an outright rejection of the need for material things in our life. Of course, we do need them. However, to think that our happiness would stem solely from these kinds of things in life is very mistaken.
So
the idea that happiness would come from material richness, this mistaken idea was due to the fact, or it arose from the fact that we humans did not understand the secrets of their mind. But as to this precise question of the secret of the mind, the nature of the mind, this is something that the Tibetan tradition researched very thoroughly for a period of 1,300 years and accumulated a lot of experience in the course of this research. And so it is something the Tibetan tradition has significant understanding in respect of.
And
the contents of this tradition, the research findings, as it were, is something that if you have interest in the future, you can continue to learn about in whatever language is accessible to you. So when we talk about Tibetan culture or Tibetan religion, that's really what we're talking about, the research into the nature of human life and the human mind, human psychology, and methods and techniques for advancing the human life and for developing the human mind.
Gombati lakshita rungne ta tani samlo ta tsu samba tani gomba na la lojong shege yore te ma to ba lobta chimbo da o ta tindi mangbu yo mare je nga ma lo jig to la
In traditional Tibet, the monasteries serve the role of modern universities. So as places to acquire knowledge, to learn skills, etc., they were the place that people would go.
Tani tarta shuso sarwa na la tani nga zo tani da gomba ga lobso je ra chig da tani lobta ga lobso je ra chig lobso ti la ni su su parshi tsara re.
Whereas in contemporary Tibet, there are now two branches of education. We still have the traditional monastic education. There is now also secular schools, schools run by the government.
Tani shisoko tani loso ti nala lota ga loso ti nala tani nga zo pe na ngu khamrug pa ra ta tani sem khamrug pa yin na re o tani ta jang ga tani rug pa ti sir gi na jinger gi na to so ko ra ta nga zo tarb ga jig ni to so tham che pol loso sha ke yore.
So the secular learning institutions are places where people can learn things like physics and psychology, mathematics, etc.
Tani gomba ga tani lhoso ti nangla tani gari shega yo zina gomba ga lhoso ti nangla zo mi sem ga korda, tani tse chok ga korda, tani mer soso ga tani ta mo yagbo gandhi shego, tani soso ga tani ching mo zangbo zi gunshu ga tohne tani gandhi shego, tiso ga korwa ga lhoso to gomba ga ti lhoso to gyab ga yo res.
And the monastic education system teaches about the human mind, about the value of human life, about moral human conduct, and how to be a good person.
Then the nani ngay terang the number thamche pola ngochu siyati then gomba ga loso korte yens.
And what I'm going to talk to you about today is the monastic education system.
Then gomba ga loso to nga chu shisok to la then phamba gandi yong gendo zo ti korwa de re je gomba shisok da gomba ga loso ngre ra then ngi sha ge yens.
And especially the benefit that the monastic education system has for society. So I'm going to talk about the connection between these two things.
Tani gomba ga tani lhoso ti nang la shir tang nang tun hale ba mambo mambo zi yore. Tani nang tani sa nga si terang tani ti tsu mambo mudu nge ti nang ni kashi zi tani ngotu shi ka yin si.
The monastic education system, of course, encompasses a great many fields. Today we don't have so much time, so I'm just going to talk about a couple of things.
Tani gomba ga lhoso ti nang la thomar kare tani sha ka yore zina tani koso ga shirta nga tsu nang ba ga tani ku gomba ga lhoso ga tani sha deya te tsu nang ba ga tawa te sha ka yore zide nga tsu gyagir ne yungi nang ba ga tawa te sha ka yore zi.
So when we talk about education in the monastery, really we're talking about a place that teaches and instructs in the views of the Buddhist tradition, Buddhism as it came from India.
Tani yagar ka tani namba ti khorang ka tawa su ti kangre je na tani khorang ka samlo ta na jistin nga so jistin da la tani shiba po la za tani nushok ko tani chul ka na la sha pan ra o tani sha ka yo mares.
And the fundamental view of the Indian Buddhist tradition is not one of where the world is ruled by a creator, say, as in the Christian tradition. Whether or not the Buddhist view or the Buddhist view could be reconciled with Western ideas of God if they were perhaps explained from a different perspective, that might be possible.
Tani boba ti nang la tani kali zhe yo rizhe na tani ngang so ho tani ben na tim dhi zhe ya ti sha ke yo re tim dhi zhe ya ti la shi ge tim dhi zhe ya shi da tani nang ge tim dhi zhe ya shi ni tani sha ken de wu si tim dhi.
So what the Tibetan tradition does talk about is dependent origination, the interconnectedness between things, and causes and effects being, which is shi dang nang, right?
Shi dang nang.
Outer causes as well as inner causes.
Yeah. Tani shi ge tim dhi zhe ya de gang re zhe na nga zho rang shung kham ge, tani rang shung kham ge tani ta ta nyerwa tela zega yore korang la gela tenni tenni jewe kewa penda nga tso metok chikye gona tenni metok tekye gona tenni korang la saun gore tenni korang la chir gore tenni korang la tenni 네 주드 고거리 코랑 그 기친 참아냠도 좀 소나 데니 메토데 끼용 거리 데니 데라 쉬어 템드리즈 요레스.
So when we talk about external or interdependent origination, we are referring to, say, the natural environment. A flower, in order to grow, needs the conditions of earth, seed, warmth to come together. And when they do, then a flower can grow.
Then you pass the land. Nunca temperature or the nunca temperature. Penang aran so good. Then sim gaya ta, sim marga wa ta, sim kipa ta, sim mahkipa ta. This is sama la yang. Then you korang la jimson meba mari korang la jimson jingdu. The jimson the jidang kin the so yona. Then you also sim ko tolan jerwa mambo mambo yungare. Mi cetro ko tolan jerwa mambo yungare. The la nunca temperature ni tenri jingdu.
So that's external interdependent origination. In terms of internal, this internal relationship of interconnectedness between causes, conditions, and results, we can see that our moods, our feelings of happiness or sadness do not occur with no reasons at all. In fact, they do have their causes and conditions, and this is what we refer to as the internal dependent origination.
Then the ending also must check the need of Maumbala, so the more than keep on under Dumur on under this time chip or the Gangin Nanga. So then the Laz Latin in Jirayo Marin, Jelam Jirayo Marin, Muzambak Salam Jirayo Marin, so so Ranglam Jirayore, so so Ranga Yaposhina, then he Jugatoni Yaposhina, Jiva Yapoyungari, Jugatoni Yapo Machina, Jiva Yapoyunga Maritina, so so within Lewanda, then he Murana Soso Largres in it is a race.
So for this reason, a person, in any individual case, whether a person will be happy or whether they'll be unhappy in the future is not something that depends on some kind of external deity, but is something within their own power. Knowing the, in terms of their own internal state, understanding causes will lead one to understand the results too. So, in fact, individual fate in this regard is considered to rest on the individual person.
Then the end, then you also shower Lirka Yabuzelena, then you corrons over the Lirka Telam Devi Yabunjoata, shower Dubuzelena, Devi Dubunjoatela, then he gave out on Murgivat in this area is a Givazina, Mosian La Pantoyanta, shower Yabuz Hamala, Givazere. Then he seems to have no pakiata, shower the boat hamshipola, Murgiva Zagoretti, Giva Tilena, shower Yapotilena, Susoran la Maumbala Yapoyunata. Then he shower the bootilena, Susoran Maumbana de Puyunga, Tendi Zagres.
So, in terms of this, we also say that good actions produce good results, negative actions produce negative results, and the positive results, that is, results that benefit others, are referred to as meritorious or virtuous actions, and actions which bring harm or negativity to others are considered to be unvirtuous or unmeritorious, negative. And this is based in the idea that the nature of our actions, the quality of our actions, begets results.
Then you pay not deep in a so Pena Yakov chicken in the Chimila Samlo Tambayena, Chim de Yabo Jona, then you corral Latin Chapa Yungomari, Yabo Yungari, Chim de Yabo Machona, then you chim go to Kone Chapa Yungari, the Chim de Mola, then you Mutsama, then in Germany, Musso Chim Tona, de la Yabo Yuata, Musso Chim Machona, de la Chapa Yungari, Pena Ting also. Then we trimmed it in a more zoja pit in the trim raising at Zambal and Yakum Nivia, the Hazala Ransola, Trim Yori, the trimming at some me zoja pitum race, Jen Wait as a Muzupitum race.
And this can be likened to, say, the legal system of a nation where if we do everything right and obey the laws, we won't receive fines. However, if we do break the laws, then we will be fined. This is how the laws function, but this legal system that Kempo is referring to is human-made. It's made by man. But in this legal system, under it, everybody is equal.
Then you, that's when you think of Kamdala's Yuzhou Zhongsi. You think of Kamdala, then you mi zuba mayimbi, then you kwaranga rangshungu, then you go. Then he chuny chicken yoris, Ranshung chuny chicken yoris, the Ranshung chuny, then he penna also, not so mukum tonga Ranshung chuny, penna, teni medok ka sawon la teni medok jongwa da wa ta teni ne ga sawon la teni penam je ga sawon la teni dream jongwa da wa tinji nga chu mukum thoya ti te re chi te rang shung gu chuni zran gu lui zna rang shung gu chuni chi re.
So within our universe there is a natural order of things, and this natural order of things, at least one kind of natural order of things, can be perceived with our eyes. So looking at, using our eyes, we can observe that a seed and earth and warmth together produce a flower. This is an example of the one kind of natural order of things.
Then I also look at mamthong wa gatin ni jimde chig yore zi muk mamthong wa jimde de ngatsu mungdo de nim thong thup ko yo mare da mathu na yang de ni khorang gatin ni de jodam de de la tin ni de ni yang je pe na le ka yak bo le na de la tin ni de yak bon jong a da le ka de bo le na de la tin ni de de bon jong a tin ni ngatsu ko muk mamthong wa gatin ni chig yang yore zi.
However, there's also a law of cause and effect that operates beyond what we can perceive with our naked eye, and this refers to the results of our actions. So the fact that good actions will produce good results and negative actions will produce negative results is a law of cause and effect, but it's not one that we can observe so readily.
Then it didn't you tava ti nga chu ti ni shi su ko to la pan to gang yo gang du ze na ze nge ti ko na ngo chu ti shi yin si ti tava to.
And what I'd like to talk about now is how this view of cause and effect, is of benefit to Tibetan society. While we haven't really started to see too much of this phenomenon in Tibet, certainly in Western countries, it's a rather widespread phenomenon that trust between individual members of society seems to be increasing, and there is an ever-growing distance between people. There was in the 1960s a survey that was done.
America ta inji ga nala?
Oh, in both America and England.
Takshi she bares. Deni takshi de Gandhi ze deni she bares ina. Deni ti thola pe na nga cho deni jwab ko ni deni mari ri ri la deni lan gap chi bares ti thola jwa kare ko yojana kherang mo parchi wala ye chi ze ta ye chi we ze ge.
So this survey that was distributed asked everybody the question, do you trust, or do you have, do you trust the majority of people? And in the 1960s, in America and England, 58% of the respondents said that they did trust the majority of people.
Yeah. Then, loo nishis tzabjit ki jila, chig gubchu kujit ki lola, yankir tini tindi tashir shiv shenduzi. Trivata susama chigba shikyang res.
And then 28 years later, the same survey was repeated and exactly the same question was asked again.
Yeah. Then it takes the thing at so m parchewala nga killer yichi yo zinking moto jacha sumchitamba matomandus.
But the respondents who said that they trusted the majority of people this time was only 30%.
Then you lun yish subject rangla, then ngama tini jacha ngabji yo bati parchi shikati then marl hongdus.
So this was a reduction of about 50%. In respect of how the respondents answered in the 1960s.
Then it tartan da yena to deli jang to da deli jang dik bares.
And probably now it's even worse.
Then it ding sha ba mare America rang la deni to jang ga hali pasar wo yores.
And this is not my own subjective opinion. In America there are very concrete statistics supporting this.
Then it jumps in the Sava Gala to your reason, I didn't also deny Mutso, Denis Chickers, Denis, Yen Machi, and Joey Jimson Garizina,
And the reason for this phenomenon is something that we really need to think about deeply. This is a very big division. Over this course of time, our standard of education has only increased. It's only got better. The majority of, compared to how things were many decades ago, people these days are receiving better and more opportunities for education.
In
all reason, it should be the case that as our that level of education increases, so too should the quality of our person. However, this is in fact not the case. Our level of education is growing higher, and yet the quality of our persons seems to be decreasing, getting diminishing. It should be that a person who is capable of being trusted or is, who is trustworthy is honest and upright, and a person who is not considered trustworthy is considered, you know, maybe deceitful or somehow not reliable. It would seem that the fact that people are not able to be trusted or the fact or are able to be trusted is reflects in fact their the quality of their character. And at the same time, our economic standard of living is increasing, and yet our suffering is increasing at the same time too. Our happiness index, as it were, is decreasing. So in terms of our contemporary culture, our contemporary society, we have many, many contradictions. And if these contradictions are allowed to get bigger and to go on for a longer period of time, then we will experience a lot of unhappiness at the level of our societies and in the world at large. The belief that good actions produce good results and that negative actions produce negative results is of great benefit to this problem of people not believing or having trust in each other.
Rua miri ge na dini ngarang tsu su su ma ong ba ge demo yong a da kipu yong da ma yong de pe na la dang zhe wa yang ma na chi dini zhe dang zhe wa dini nga tsu mu kem tong ya me ba dini ge zhe wa yang ba zi ma yin ba su su rang ge le ka yak bo le me le su su rang ge dini xia wa ma ong ba la de su su rang yak bo xie sa na rang la tu yo ba dang de bu zhe sam na rang la tu yo ba dini zi ha ko su na dini nga tsu la dini zhe wa mang bo yo re zi su su go de ma ong ba la xia wa yak bo le na dini Mahong bala yak bozi yong san na nga tso tahta lehka yak bo le gogori. Pe na nga tso mahong bala pe na lho mazi la san lo tang na ko mahong bala shiawa yak bozi le go na tahta lho dao na ne teni lho zhong yak bozi gogori. Pe na te tang da boris.
The way that this belief or this view is beneficial is insofar as the idea that doing good things today will produce good results tomorrow. At the same time, negative actions will produce negative results. Will enable people to feel that in fact the future and their fate lies, the control of it rests in their own hands, and as a result of this they will be able to generate a sense of hope regarding the future.
Students, and just as students are studying now in order to get the result.
And this works this is comparable to the way that students today are studying, or are they studying hard in order to get good results in their future lives.
Then you insert the thing at all. So, Maung Bagatini, Ranangatini, Lewanda, Tinis Rangalala, your patent is Shisarna, the thing at all, Matindala, Tinis Rangatini, Tinich Hartung Samba, Gigi the title, or Tinji Mambo Yongare, Tinishawa Yargiland over it.
So, realizing that one's future fate rests in one's own hands, then one is able to generate an attitude of diligence. And this will bring progress for a person's future.
Then it gomba then it also on a cigarette and also tell a mambo shaky or that it's medung Dordis and Australians.
And this is one of the kinds of education that comes from Tibetan monasteries. I've just put it in a very summarized way due to the fact we don't have much time today.
Shedang also mutsamay and nothing, also pena, dentistilang also yichi or so not, and so. Shawa yakpo lenang arang yakpo yonggore, dhikpo lenang arang dhikpo yonggore, tindi tan dhikpo lenyang ka maray samni, tindi ka soso la rang tindi, tindi ka samlozi yoso na, tindi tezi tabdi borezi, tindi tezi na nga su shawa ta tsamba nga su ma tsamba ka tramo tang, denpa tang, tindi shekarezi.
So this view about cause and effect, once it's embodied at the personal level, once the individual believes in it, then it is of great benefit insofar as that person will not want to engage in negative actions, believing that they will only bring negative results in the future.
Then you got it, then you eat cheese and also same gun ala yona, then you pay out of Lobjangan on it, then you lojon ship it, then you shirta, lasterta, the Sosama in the Mount Banangazo, Mamambola, Pandoya Mato, Bamuzala, Nobamakia, then this is into race.
And with this view in mind, say a student in a university learning lots of skills and knowledge will use these in the future to benefit others and will not use them in a harmful way.
Then it is my own, Tartangaso, then you laxer, Jivi Huntun, Halibag Huntun, Mambo Mambo Huntun, Jangle Laxer Mambo Yogiore, then you also Miruka, then you shirin, Jivi, Jeter, Jivi, Jeter, then you drore, the Capsang also Samba Yaboda Mena. Tening also Lasser than Shirk Teta Latin, Tening also Mirk Nala Pansan Chikasila and Gokoriata, the Nish Chikasila, the Nin Lopakiata, the Nirisona, the Ning also Lasser Yona Mena, the Nitonda Chiboyo Maris, Rene Yona Mena, Tonda Chiboyo Maris.
And this is important because if, as our level of knowledge increases and the skills that we have become more in number, we don't have this idea, then in the future all kinds of conflicts will ensue between people, and this knowledge and these skills will only be used for, say, deceiving one another or for fighting one another. And if this is the case, then ultimately it's of no use whether or not we have this knowledge and whether we have these skills, it'll come to nothing. And the second point of education in the monastery that I'd like to talk about this afternoon is related to compassion and benefiting others. And of course, compassion and benefiting others are of vital importance. It's absolutely necessary that we have them. Without them, then all of our efforts and all of our thoughts will simply revolve around ourselves. Particularly, all over the world today, but particularly in advanced, economically developed countries, the number of people who are afflicted by mental illness is very large. In past centuries, in the 17th and 18th centuries, most of our suffering really was physical in nature, was physical suffering, derived from the physical labors and toils we engaged in, or from participating in wars, physical suffering. But in different eras, the nature of our suffering is different too. In today's world, there is certainly the case that there are people who suffer from inadequate food, inadequate clothing, and certainly this is the case. But the majority of suffering these days really is mental suffering. It's related to our minds. In terms of depression in the United States, since the 1960s, the number of people suffering from depression has increased tenfold.
In the
1960s, the average age of depression sufferers was
28.
Whereas these days, the average age of a depression sufferer is 14, so really the age of a child.
If
we look at the case of America, then from the 1960s to the early 2000s, the economic wealth of society increased threefold.
Tini tirup chirga pada tini chogi pataso nala shung yu ti samlo ti rigni to karti yang takba yinna tini ngatso ngone tane pamjur yara chechi kanti sona ngatso tini zikub dekir tandam pada semkum kanala deva yung go res.
And if the ideas that we had in the 17th and 18th and 19th centuries were correct, then as our economy, as our affluence increased, then so too ought our happiness. However, that hasn't been the case. As our material standard of life has increased, in fact, our happiness has diminished, and the number of people suffering from mental illnesses has only grown larger.
Then you don't see the Nata country, young and the Zenatin, around some Mount Bala Samlo Mambo Tani, the Mount Bala Naranchi, Samari, Mure Samari, Dundu Samari, Jansen Du Samari Samni, Mount Balatini, Samlo Mambo, Simtra Mambo Shijati, the Ningazola, don't see the Nata young and those.
One of the sources or main reasons for depression is, in fact, many feelings or anxious thoughts about the future, worrying about, you know, what we'll do, you know, what we shouldn't do, what, you know, what will happen, what won't happen.
Tini tirib nishe tsachik baganala nga tson rwa miru ka tini shishkit ka tsovo mishiya ka tini jimtsin ka tsawaksim da
In the 21st century, there are three main causes of death. One is AIDS.
And second
is cancer.
And
the third is depression.
And
probably suicide will, in the near future, become the fourth. And 80% of the suicide victims commit suicide due to depression.
So
in terms of our transport, our communications, everything that we consume, our food, our clothing, is all better in quality than it has ever been, and yet we feel very unhappy. This is something, the reason for this situation is something that we need to examine very closely.
Kimball
has seen a statistic referring to the situation in America. He's not sure if it's accurate or not, but what he did say was that 50% of suicide victims are in fact old people. And the most of these senior citizens committing suicide are over 85 years of age.
Tini ti jimson kare jina ti jimson tini to gargi chola tini to ngaso wo ti jampan ta tini go tini to leka dabo jam kan ta tini te nyung nyung bi jimson ta tini khorang chola tini gargi chola sem khri shin kan ta tini khor chola tini sham nyar ji shin kan ma te ji nyung la ro yi tini so sta kre si.
And this, in fact, that this is the case is a sign that, in fact, beneficial work that benefits others, compassion, concern for others, looking after others is on the decline.
Then you got to start mud and mug barking, rest of the hajan hajan hajan, then you jerang la tang draw resin. Do we gimson gang resina? Then you got to start mud and trichanica, renji duhua, a mud and trichanica, gajasha di matoba, not so mud and miwa latini gajasha, but the genuine resin.
And in terms of the increasing distance between people in society, or the feelings of distance or estrangement is due to, in fact, the fact that contact between people is less than it was before. It's becoming less. While people have contact, interaction with animals, in fact, interhuman interaction and contact is becoming less frequent.
Then Chapurthang also Motso, Sam Ganala, then Nyarjeta, Shamda Nyarjeta, Jampung Samlo, then the Meti, then also Yam the Nepine Kanda Penang, also New Mambos and Yam the Yoni Zamaza, Hurjap Tinishinaya, Tinala, only turning around La Tropong, woman around the same Christian Mutu, the Yomaris Tinala.
Even though we might get together frequently in large gatherings, loud, noisy gatherings, nevertheless, many people will not feel that one person among this crowd of people is their real friend. And as a result of this, many people develop feelings of intense loneliness, of feeling very alone and as if they don't have any friends. So as a result of the fact that there are not great opportunities for people to be together, chat together, interact with each other, benefit each other, then people feeling very lonely then start to project and worry about the future, what they're going to do to cope in the future, if they get sick, what if this happens, what if that happens, how will I cope?
Deni tendi la tendi tendi ngatso shiso kwar ke matsama khatak jerang song deni matsama ke sem kanala dungmer mambo yongne deni ngatso ngubu mambo yona deni pantok me dungmer jejong la ndo modo wi jimsen chigde deni ngatso deni zyan la samlo ma tang wi jimsen jires.
So the fact that social distance is increasing between people in society, suffering is increasing, and that increasing material standard of living is not bringing happiness, is all linked to the fact that we lack benefiting others, or the attitude or conviction of benefiting others is lacking in our society.
Then tarta nga so te lo nyarji che ya ta jampang ge deni samlo ti thola nga so lojong ma shi jondar ma shi na deni nga so maung bala. Then the Jimsenji telling us all a Maung Banatin, Zambalandala, Mudia, Mambo, Pay, Mambo Yungres.
If we don't really learn about benefiting others and train ourselves in benefiting others and in compassion, then it is very likely that in the future our world will experience great unhappiness.
Then the Jimson Gardens in Langaranzo bear that in the Soso Bishop Tayaga Ton Kung Zuya Ton Kung the Tini Genuine Royal is.
On the one hand, our resources, the resources we have available to us, are decreasing.
Then in Langaranzo Marie in that in the Ton Kung Bishop Tangeta, then the Ton Kung Chola Tangeta, Jimang 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 and Royal is.
However, the number of people who need to use resources, and in fact, the number of people who waste resources, is only increasing. So in the future, when we are experiencing shortages in things such as water and grain and all kinds of minerals, then the attitude that an attitude of selfishness that in fact we need to get everything for ourselves will result in a situation of great conflict. So it's of extreme importance that in this point in time that particularly among influential universities, people really put their minds to this question. And then the third point of monastic education that I'd like to talk about is in relation to improving one's mind through meditation. Meditation, on the one hand, we can say it's part of religion or it's religious, but it's also possible to extract it from its religious connection and talk about it as an independent thing. So just as we need to exercise our physical bodies to keep them in good health and prevent us from getting sick, so too do we need to train and exercise our minds. In terms of developing our minds, there are a great deal of methods and techniques. What a lot of people, I think, concern themselves with, though, are things like upgrading the size of their home from a small one to a middle-sized one to a better one, or their car, or some kind of other external focus. They, in fact, pay very little attention to developing their inner selves. They're developing their minds. So whilst it's important and it's okay that we think about improving the material quality of our lives, what is more important than this is, in fact, improving our inner selves, improving the quality of our minds. And this method for improving one's human life and for developing the quality of one's mind is precisely meditation. We can talk about meditation really as being a means of training, a psychological tool for training one's mind. And meditation is something that can have great benefit for all kinds of suffering in our minds, depression, etc. The fact that meditation can yield great benefits is something that there is significant scientific evidence of. And so within the Buddhist tradition, there are many kinds of meditation approaches. And these are able to be open to be used by all of you.
옛날 결혼서 남바시고 말이지 결혼서 남바시 삼당 초코리 마스당 초코리 출루 잠바베나 이시 출루자다 딘딩 출루즈라 타바시나 초코리 야나 출루라 자하니 타바마시나 초코리 강서 탑시 대소 탐주포 베쇼타나 드그레스
and all of these techniques are available to you that it's not necessary however that you be a Buddhist in order to make use of these methods It's fine if you are, if you're not, if you're a Christian, if you've got some other religious faith, or if you don't have any religious faith at all.
Then you got some mumbo's good, then you got some lobjang and all you be nekabna, the shiso jikin that in a hajum zibat in this yin samling, got some mumbo's good in this samgoyores.
A lot of people or a lot of students while they're in school. Feel that the outside material world is in fact very. Very, very, very wonderful, very beautiful, very seductive.
Then I saw Mutama at any social rank at any Testo Conala, Maung Balat in the Hajangum Zidgan Damba, then you get in it to Nesert in Jongila, then you River Jabgioris, Mutama at any Yogi River Jabgioris.
And many people, many students have great hope, or they place great hope in their lives being very beautiful in the future.
Reading out to Simcom Yargis Martin, Ransoso, Cetro Yargis Martana, Naso within Jitin the Shusot, the new Halibam Zidudan Dambas Maris.
However, without improving and developing our minds, then it's not possible that our lives, just based solely on the things outside, will be beautiful in nature.
Then you got to Sama Mambana, then you don't talk mambo, Latini, don't start goers, men to it, and you share goers.
In the future, there are all kinds of things that every single one of us will need to confront.
Then it takes us to the Simcom Yabos Yorgo Remato Bangazo Shirta, then it lasts to Bosgun Rukumandus, the younger Mandus.
And when in confronting all of these things, we really need to be strong in our minds. Simply possessing knowledge or possessing skills will not be enough at such moments.
Then it also stinging out of the need. Shawa Soso Rangatini, Shawa Dubo Shinang as Dubo Yong Sambitini, the Yichida, the Nipa, the Jampangatini, Samlota, Sambat Gumja, and Nitera Shabatiti Sosum the race.
And in order to be strong in our minds, we three things. First of all, the belief that our negative actions will produce negative results. Secondly, an attitude of benefiting others. And then thirdly, the practice of meditation.
Then it is so simple to not so yakbos than if she tosona, then it's so messy, dictatan dambatan, then it must jana yam mambola, then it pantoyata, then the younger age.
And if we're able to really apply these three things, then in the future we will be able to lead happy lives and lives that are of benefit to others.
Then it did on yamdu, then you got so pamjuria yetongore, Tarika laxarian labgore, Tarip Gurgnela labgore, Nikatan ramimrini, then you tomium zionsona.
And if we're able, in emphasizing these things, are able to continue to work on improving our economic standard of living, on in scientific research, technology, etc., then if we can keep these objectives in balance and bring them together in balance and harmony, then we will enjoy good results.
Jikting, that's on Jikting Ditola, Shug and Jikting in Nanda, then in Nangaranga, Simgatola in Nanda, that's Tan and Ditola Halipagatini, Munsurkatini, then the Yamnung Mambo, then Yoris. That's on Jikting Dela, then if Shurok and Jikting, why me in the city, Shurok and Jikting in Nanda, Ranga Simgatola in Nanda, Garting also Ditola Yabosatini, Jimjikshi, Tendushina, then Munsurkatini, Yamsangatini, now a Mambo.
If we research and pay attention to not just the external world around us, but also to the inner nature of our minds, then we will discover all kinds of amazing things.
Ina ang ato tini soso zageta kongeta tini chitendiz kato mupo tole yara garmata na ina ato masete tezu.
However, if we are unable to really get past being our concern with mundane things like eating and, our everyday lives, then in some ways we will lead rather regrettable existences.
Tani chuan tsu wo tani lob zhang na ni tani sem kham ko kor ta jam pham ko kor ta de so la lo jong ya bo shi ni ma wong ba na su su wo tani ma chi don dang dam ba yong ya dang tani mo jam ba la pham pan to yong ya o tin ji ge mo lo mien tani ngen cha chen ji zo song te ji che.
And I'd like to end with the prayer that you all work hard on improving your minds and on benefiting others, and through this enjoy great happiness and are able to be of good use in the world. Thank you.